Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, good afternoon. All right, we're talking about LSU's new coach. And look, I am really amazed that LSU, think about this. LSU has hired the head coach away from like one of college football's most iconic and historic football institutions, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Now, I mean, money I'm sure had a lot to do with it, because at this point, I believe that Brian Kelly, LSU's new coach, is a higher paid coach than Sean Payton. And certainly higher than, and I don't remember exactly what the figure was for Coach O, but about $10 million a year. That's a lot for anybody, but it's a lot for a college coach. So they hired him away, and I think it says a lot about the LSU commitment to excellence and a lot about LSU in general that they were able to hire this guy, because for him to leave Notre Dame to go to LSU says a lot about what he thinks of LSU from his perspective being at Notre Dame. So I think that's a very, very important thing. Also, it looks like Taysom Hill is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints Thursday night in the Caesars Superdome against the Dallas Cowboys, because against the Cowboys, we're going to need some help. You know, COVID-19, you know, we don't really want anybody to get it. But the Saints may not be hurt by the idea that a couple of the coaches, including the head coach, may be out. Look, I want to continue with Joseph in Metairie, because we didn't have a chance to finish our conversation. So, Joseph, let's wrap up the conversation. We were talking about Jeffrey Epstein, because the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a strange name, but it's basically in the way you pronounce it is Elaine, but it doesn't look like Elaine because it's got a G there. It's Ghislaine Maxwell.
It doesn't look like that at all.
And she was the one who was apparently working with him to get girls ready. And I said that I want to know the names of the people who were involved, because I'm sure they're rich, powerful men. And I don't think that they should be able to go through life having had sex with young girls, knowing it, paying for it, and doing it without being mentioned, without getting caught.
They seem to be the elite of the elite. If one of the names, the biggest name that pops up, is connected to the royal family of England, which is Prince Andrew. So the thing is, ultimately, we have to ask ourselves, well, is there an organization all that is looking out after their backs, watching their backs? I hate the term it, a secret society or something like that. But let's just say, what is the common link between all these big Johns?
Since we don't know who they are, so we don't know what the common link is. But there appears to be a common.
I do.
Who else do you know?
Well, it's what they belong to or have a very strong association with.
Who else do you know factually that was part of that?
I can't say factually. I'm going to be honest with you right from the start. But it's something called the Council on Foreign Relations. They seem to all have a connection with this very nebulous, very shadowy type of organization. I believe they have their headquarters in the old Pratt Hotel in New York City. And I'm not going to go beyond that, because I don't have that A group like Lone Gunman from the X-Files working for me.
Okay.
Let me
sum this up for you. So you're saying that you believe there's like this secret society that is protecting the people who were involved with Jeffrey Epstein, or at least many of them, that they're being protected by a group.
It's hard not to go off the deep end when you keep seeing something repeating itself, which is are soon to be untouchable.
But again, we don't know who the men are, so we don't know if there is that common denominator.
Well, that's why it needs to be penetrated.
I agree.
And for someone on the inside to spill his guts.
Well, we agree, Joseph. I appreciate the call. But yeah, that's what I was in the beginning. That was the point that I was making, and I'm glad you agree with me. We need to know the names of some of these men. And I don't know if Elaine Maxwell is going to be the one to tell us, but I hope things get so rough on her that it is in her best interest to tell us. Because, again, I don't think people should be able to get away with this kind of crime, sex with underage girls, just because they're rich and famous and powerful. And I'll say it again, I don't think Jeffrey Epstein's suicide was just a suicide. I don't think he was mad at himself and he killed himself. I think it had something to do with the fact that there were people who did not want him to speak. Very quickly, let's go to Mary and Joseph. You're on WWL. Hey, Joseph. Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on WWL.
Oh, Scoot. Hey, look, the situation with Brian Kelly, that is a coup. That guy was on nobody's radar to come to us.
Yeah.
Nobody's. Because he's that strong, like you said.
Well, it's Notre Dame, for God's sake.
It's Notre Dame, but it's a guy that's 11-1 right now and is right on the outside of making the playoffs, and he's leaving. So
yeah.
As far as the salaries go, O was making $9 million a year in 2020.
Seriously? $9
million? Yeah. Scoot, we're in the wrong business.
Well, we definitely are, because I would have coached LSU for half that, 4.5.
But one thing I wanted to point out is they also get a housing stipend. So Brian Kelly is getting $1 million to get a house. And Lincoln Riley, who everybody wanted to come here, is getting $6 million from USC to find a house.
Well, that is L.A. I mean, he's going to Southern Cal. You need $6 million to find a decent place to live out there.
Yeah.
I had no idea Coach O was paid that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it reflects in his buyout, too, how large it was.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess he can afford a hell of a hot tub.
Exactly right. You have a wonderful day, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Not as big as my hot tub.
You got a huge hot tub?
I got an enormous hot tub. I got a 20,000 cubic foot
That's
hot
huge.
Tub.
That's yeah. huge. Yeah, you'd get lost in there. No, I mean, I'm thinking Coach O could start his own hot tub company, jacuzzi company, you know? You want babes? Come to Coach O.
Like,
Coach O. Hey, you want girls,
are
too?
Are you tired of sitting in your bathtub and it's not you all
young,
the bubbles?
You want young chicks? I'm not good looking, but I got a hot tub.
Come on down to Coach O's hot tub depot. We got hot tubs of every shape and size.
That's right.
Get in it right now on our Christmas hot tub special.
And so okay. You might get fired from your job, but if you get a good settlement, who cares?
I'm out. Here's a text message that says, where'd it go? Oh, my God. I just read it was LSU Sports Facility that made the difference. Notre Dame would not update their facility. He really did not want to leave, but was really impressed with LSU. A quote from Brady Quinn in Sports Illustrated. Quinn also said he heard that Brian Kelly was frustrated with not being able to get a new indoor facility with Notre Dame as he began to speculate the cool couldn't give him that LSU could.
It's interesting, but I still think it's quite a coup to get the coach who is a winning coach and a winning coach just in terms of coaches in general, but winning a coach at Notre Dame. And he's coming to LSU because, again, when you think about the legacy of college football, Notre Dame comes to mind. And if you can lure a coach away from that, you've got one hell of a program.
Here's a text message that says, what gets me about the holiday season is the false impressions implied by all the television ads. Everyone is so well off and so dang happy, It can be very depressing.
You know, that's true. And you know, we were talking earlier about seasonal depression, and just, you know, Adele has come out and she's talking about depression, and it's a big topic of discussion now because it's something that people didn't understand and people didn't talk about this, and they're talking about it now, and it's good because there are a lot of people who are depressed. And even if people who are not depressed year-round, they can go through seasonal depression during the holidays. So tomorrow's the first day of December. We're past Thanksgiving. The holidays are here. Hanukkah's going on. And I just thought we would at least touch on this idea that, you know, if you're feeling down, it's okay. I mean, if you can get yourself out of it, get yourself out of it. But, you know, just go ahead and embrace wherever you are and accept it. And hopefully this is going to be, you know, just one down year and you're not going to be down all the time. And hopefully maybe you can find a way to get out of whatever it is that's making you down. Hopefully you can find a way to get out of it because, you know, for me as a very sentimental person, I mean, I have a birthday coming up, you know, Christmas, all this stuff. It just brings back such memories of my childhood, which was miserable because of my OCD. But I had a, you know, great relationship with my parents and I loved my family. And, you know, I had in that way, I had a good childhood, even though I was suffering. And so I have fond memories of the past. And then I have, you know, memories with my son and still have current stuff to do with my son. So it's a tough time of year.
Yeah. I was listening to Dr. Moore's comments and somebody texted in here a while ago, said, how do I sit with my emotions and not let them take over? And that's the thing that I have struggled with in the last couple of years. I've been suffering from depression and anxiety sometimes, is I find myself getting upset at myself for having those negative emotions, those negative feelings, because my personality, as you know, I'm very extroverted and ebullient and outgoing, and I like everybody to feel good all the time. And when I'm not able to do that for myself, I turn that anger at myself, and I get really angry at myself for feeling that way. And I think if people are wondering, how do I sit with emotions in that way? Just give yourself permission.
Well, exactly.
To feel depressed and not be angry at yourself for the negative. Just exist and just allow yourself to feel that way for a little while.
Here's something that I learned in dealing with my OCD over the years. And, you know, at one point had a big breakthrough with a psychiatrist in Portland. But without going into details about that, but here's what I kind of learned. When there's something like this going on in your mind, maybe embrace it as just part of who you are. And this may not be something that you like about yourself, but it's part of the total package. And it means that you feel. It means that you care. Mm-hmm. It means that, you know, that you're alive, that you feel pain, and you know the difference between being happy and being sad. And some people go through life and they're just kind of flatline through life and they don't know the difference. So if you're down, maybe think of that as a positive thing, that it's because you feel, because this is part of who you are, the idea that sometimes you're down. And the best way to appreciate a great day is to know that sometimes you have a down day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, I'm no psychologist or expert or anything, but a thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is men often put pressure on their female partners to help them feel emotionally supported, which is, it's okay, and you should do that. But it's also okay to reach out to other men in your life and not just say, hey, man, you want to go have a beer with me? Or like, hey, man, let's go fishing. But like, I'm dealing with some uncomfortable feelings. Is it okay if I get together with you and we talk about those? That's a hard phone call to have to try to make. I even am not really able to do that reliably. But if we could all do that and we could rely on the other male partners that we have in our life, our other friends, or family members, and just tell them, like, hey, I'm dealing with these feelings, I'd love to talk with you about them, we'd probably be really much better off.
Or just go to the Bourbon Pub. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text
Line. Double vodka soda, please. I'm going through some stuff.
A lot of guys there that will share their feelings with you. 504-260-1870. Adele talking about her depression, and this is a good conversation to have, and we're hearing more and more about it. And let's be honest about the fact that, you know, some people are really depressed. And if you know somebody who is, reach out to them and try and help them through this time. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we got some changes going on here. LSU has a new coach, Brian Kelly. Seems like that is a big get. And it appears as if Taysom Hill is going to start at quarterback for the Saints. Something has to happen. I haven't given up on the Saints. The way they played Thursday night, I feel like they've given up on themselves. I hope we see a big change this coming Thursday night. The Saints are in third place in the division. We're just behind the Atlanta Falcons. And at the beginning of this season, the way things were going, the Falcons were playing so badly. We were playing really good football. If you would have told me that at this point in the season, the Falcons would be ahead of us in the division, I would have thought that's going to be a dismal year. But it's not too late. So let's hope we can turn things around. And it would start this week against the Cowboys. Let's go to Jeff in Mandeville. Hey, Jeff, you're on WWL. Thank you for hanging on.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey, Jeff.
Before I get to what I called in to tell you, I was just going to say that many of the people who I know who suffer from holiday depression tell me that the time change that occurs shortly before the holiday season mm-hmm. contributes greatly to their depression, and that they wish that we could just stay on daylight savings time year round, yeah. And that would help them a lot.
You know, I know that's a factor for a lot of people. In fact, I was telling Ian right before the show that I have always embraced the time change. I've been okay with it. And a lot of that goes back to, you know, the years that I spent doing morning radio here in New Orleans and around the country. And I liked when it got dark earlier because it made me feel like I had a longer night. But this is the first year that I've really been affected by that. And I don't leave here until after dark, and I'm driving home now. And so I understand why a lot of people you know, don't like it. But, you know, I was going to the grocery the other day, and I'm hearing Christmas songs, and I already find myself struggling with what I go through this time of year. And, you know, it's not that it's that bad. I'm a very, very sentimental person, and there are things that affect me this time of year.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Scoot. This is why I called in, and it's going to surprise you a little bit.
Okay.
Getting to the topic you brought up at the beginning of the program, there is one CD that I listen to at least once, usually twice a week, and I listen to it all the way through, and I enjoy all 8 songs on that CD.
Really?
And it's by a group called Boston. It's their first album, which came out in 1977. And this will surprise you. The feature song on it was called More Than a Feeling, which I'm sure you remember.
Oh, I remember that well.
But it's not my favorite song. My favorite song on it, you may not remember, is called Something About You. And if you don't mind, if you could have Ian play it going into the break, you'll remember it. It's a great song, and I think you'll like it.
Well, I'll see if we can find that. I've got something coming up that I need to do, but we'll try and find that. You know, because I remember that album because I was on the air playing More Than a Feeling when it was released as a hit. I mean, that was never a classic hit to me. I mean, I released it as a single. We've got the song?
Yeah.
All right, we've got the song. Something About You, right? Yeah, let's hear a little bit of it. Let's hear a little bit of it right now.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jeff, thank you. This could be a 30-minute introduction, you know.
I just played it ice cold. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm about to hear.
You know how these rock bands are. Back in the 70s, they could have a long intro.
Hope he doesn't swear.
Yeah. Well, we have to dump it.
Man.
That's the good thing of listening to the show Odyssey.com. I mean, the Odyssey app.
The app. Whoa.
You hear it all.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I remember this song. Anyway, we were talking earlier about, this is the day in 1982, Thriller by Michael Jackson was released. And it's maybe the best-selling album of all time. I mean, I believe it factually is. If not, it's among the top-selling albums. It is an album that you could listen to from beginning to end. So we're going to talk a little bit more later about the album, the CD, whatever, that you can listen to from beginning to end without skipping a track. And best of albums and CDs don't count. And also, I'm going to play the first song that was released as a hit from the album Thriller. And it's a song that you don't even really relate to the album Thriller. We're going to play that going into the first break in the 3 o'clock hour. And we'll go through some of the sequential order of songs that were released from Thriller. We'll talk about some of this, the greatest albums. Okay, let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, thank you for hanging on and welcome to the show. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, Jim.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I went to song.
Well, I lost you right there.
I was growing up. They really got me interested in the theater, which I was really thankful for.
Wait, you were breaking up there, Jim. Start that over again. Tell me what you saw at the theater.
I went and saw Rent the other night.
Okay, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. And I just wanted to say my mom and dad got me interested in the theater when I was younger, and I got my daughter involved in it as well. And she often goes with me to the theater because I actually am an usher over there, so I get to watch the shows for free.
Nice.
And so I went over there for my 60th birthday to go enjoy this show.
Well, that's great.
That's
great.
And one thing that was really cool about it is the original one in New York, my niece was actually in Rent on Broadway.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a great show, and we got my daughter tickets already to go see Cats in Hadestown.
Oh,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah, I love the theater. We talked about this at length recently on the show about what is special about the theater. I mean, even for young people who are so locked into electronic entertainment, there's something really special about live theater.
Yeah, I'm going to see Sarah Brightman, too, in the Allman Brothers reunion tomorrow night.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So I really enjoy the theater. I'm really thankful that my parents got me involved because
nice.
The reason why I'm calling is I heard the other day on when you had the Best of Scoot, I heard you talking about the theater, and I thought it was really neat, a lot of what people were saying. And I mean, yeah, you can go to a movie, but just seeing something live like that is just takes to a whole new level.
And somebody brought up this idea, and it so resonated with me. That when they bring out a small piece, they just bring out one little piece, and it changes the whole set. It's because of your imagination. And by using your imagination, you become emotionally involved in the play itself. And it's a subconscious thing, but I think that's one of just the greatest things about live theater.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
All right, Jim. I enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for listening to the show. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. Happy birthday today to Billy Idol. Born in Middlesex, England, Billy Idol is 66 years old today. Wow. I still love him, you know. I mean, I'd see any chance I had to see Billy Idol, I'd go see him. And then there was that episode at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum where, let's just say, Billy Idol was engaging in product from Peru. A lot of it. But hey, you know, it was okay. Billy Idol, 66. Wow, I'm old enough to be his slightly older brother. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Here's a song that was released on this day in 1968. And remember what a year 1968 was. That was the year that Martin Luther King Jr. and Senator Kennedy were both assassinated. It was the year of young people, baby boomers, rioting, violent rioting at the Democratic Convention in Chicago. 1968 was a tough year, and it was a year where we were asking questions about, you know, how are we going to get along? Can we get along? And it was one of those songs that really was an anti-establishment song because it kind of asked the question to the establishment, hey, come on, we got long hair, you got short hair, we're this and you're that, and why can't we all get along? All right, let's go to Justin and Gentile. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, I want to talk about Notre Dame and LSU, but first, since everybody's talking about music, my drum room is under construction, and I just finished playing drums, and the spackle from this brand-new ceiling part is falling down on the ground.
Oh, nice.
Bringing down the house.
Good job. Good job.
I want to talk about Notre Dame and LSU. Now, my dad and his dad, my grandfather, they went to Notre Dame. And they were graduates from Notre Dame. And they really pressured me, Scoot, to follow in their footsteps. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. So instead of conferring my father with it because I was afraid of him, I decided to blow my SAT tests out of the sky.
Oh,
you
wow.
remember the Scholastic SAT test?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
Notre Dame only took the SATs. They didn't do ACTs. So SAT, it was like a three-hour test. I blew it in 30 minutes. I walked out.
Wow.
I had the worst grade.
Good for you.
Well, that'll show my dad.
Get back at the establishment.
Absolutely. Well, look, great show. I've been laughing all day, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right, Justin, I appreciate it. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
There's a guy texted us who thought that we were making too much fun of Coach O with that dumb bit we did about 30 minutes ago.
Coach O. Christian
came in here and he said, if you really want to get the Coach O accent, it's got to come from the diaphragm. He said, you and I are both doing too much in the mouth.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really feel the need or want to spend the time in my life to perfect my Coach O impression.
Well, that's the difference between you and me, bud.
I got other stuff to do.
I also do, but I'm going to prioritize nailing the Coach O accent. Anyway, This guy says, would you do that in front of the person you're making fun of? LOL, I doubt it. I'm listening to you guys, so that should be cool with you. Don't be mad because I don't like what you say sometimes.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, look, if Coach O wants to come by here, we'll do it right in front of him. I mean, if he wants to come to the station, we'll do it.
Okay. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it right in front of him.
I would. Hey, Coach, come on. You talk like this, right? Okay. Hey, Scoot, nice to see you.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. We're not making fun of him.
I mean, we're pointing out a unique characteristic of Coach O.
We're just showing off how great we think he is. Here's a text message that says, I firmly believe there are many, many more undiagnosed cases of depression and mental health issues than those who are diagnosed.
Yeah.
And not every case is severe. It's a complete spectrum. We should view mental health like any other topic concerning physical health. The hardest part is recognizing issues you may have.
Well, I totally agree. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up. And we talk about this, you know, almost every year on the show. The holidays are a tough time for a lot of people. And in fact, this may be a particularly tough time for you. And if it is, it's okay. You know, it's going to get better if you just hang in there. Chances are things are going to get better. And you just, you know, kind of embrace, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. And it's okay to feel down. Don't get mad at yourself for being down, and just do what you can to, you know, think about the positive things around you. But like if somebody's dealing with like real depression or some mental health issues and you feel like you need to get some help, I mean, get some help, because there's a lot of stuff that can help you. I mean, medicine. There's also just things that people, that psychiatrists can say to you, therapists can say to you, that will help you. I just wanted to address the idea that this is a difficult time for a lot of people.
Indeed. I've got some text messages here about albums that are the ones, no skipping tracks.
Right.
Right. Here's a text message that says, too many albums to name one, but here's a sample. Let It Be, obviously. Animals. I don't know what Animals is. Is Animals... I don't think they mean like the band, The Animals. I think the title of the album must be Animals.
What album would that be? Animals.
I don't know. Texter, let us know what Animals is.
I know that was the name of a Maroon 5 song. It was also the name of a Neon Trees song.
I'm going to guess that this texter is not referring to either Maroon 5 or Neon Trees.
Okay.
Based on the other albums that they have submitted. Fragile? Who's Fragile?
Fragile. Would that have been... Foreigner, Fragile?
Oh, yeah, something's fragile to touch, right?
Come on, check it out, Fragile. It's got to be something in the 70s genre.
Yes.
Doobie Brothers?
No, it's Yes.
Oh, Yes, okay, Yes. Okay.
We almost got into a bit. Aqualung, we know that one.
That's a classic.
Uh-huh, and Crime of the Century.
Yeah.
What is Crime of the Century?
I don't know.
Well, let's just Google it real quick.
All right.
We got it right
We have
here.
The technology.
We have the technology.
Hey, we're going to go to the break here in just a few minutes because we've got we have an interesting text off today. It's the Tuesday text off, and usually it's an original versus a cover. But we're going to do something a little bit different in honor of Thriller being released on this day in 1982.
Crime of the Century is Supertramp, 1974.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, it's interesting. This is all subjective, so it's interesting that, you know, somebody's favorite album is not necessarily everybody's favorite album. I could listen to Bob Marley's Exodus all the way through. I mean, not skipping a track. I could listen to that. Will you see something humorous?
A million people are texting us right now to say, you idiots, it's Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd is the artist behind the Animals album.
The Animals?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You blew it.
I should know that. I mean, I'm old enough to know that.
You really screwed that up.
I'm really sorry. I don't know everything.
It's okay. Nobody's listening.
Okay. Well, that's you know, sometimes we get mad that nobody's listening, but now it's a benefit.
Let's take the break.
Okay. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back with more on WFUL. All right. Happy birthday today to Stacey Q. This was one of her two hits, Two of Hearts. Big hit, 1985, 86. Stacey Q, 63 years old today. Here's my memory of Stacey Q. I'm emceeing this thing for a radio station in San Diego, and Stacey Q wouldn't get out of the limousine because she's doing coke. So many of my life stories involve these kind of things. Yeah, it's like, she was like 45 minutes late getting out of the limousine because she was in there, you know. Come on, Stacy, get out. The people want to see you. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.